Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Dav Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simin Tof Kuf Lamed Zayin, which deals with the halachos of irrigating fields on Chol HaMoed. We begin on the very top line with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Nohoros Hamoshkim Min Ho'agamim. If you have a river, a stream that is coming from the swamps, from the agam, so this river, mutu lahashkos behen beis hashlochim b'moed, in an irrigated field, the field that requires irrigation, which we talked about in yesterday's shir, so you're allowed to irrigate it on Chol HaMoed, so you can take this flowing river that's coming from the swamps and use it to go and branch off irrigation into this beis hashlochim. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Vushalo Pasku, as long as this stream, this river, has not stopped, as long as it's constantly a flowing stream, you don't have to worry that it's going to stop on Chol HaMoed, and then you're going to go and carry buckets of water, which would be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Tess, wrote Shalom, what the Mechaber is telling us is, She'eino posik b'shum pam, it never stops. Ela moshech tomid, it's constantly a flowing stream, min ha'agamim, from the swamps. V'gamo agamim guf atzor shlo yifziku tomid, and the swamps are also always filled with water, they never dry up. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, avalim darkin livsok b'shum pam, but if they were to stop, then even though right now there's a lot of water, and the normal expectation would be with this amount of water that you're not going to have to go and rely upon carrying buckets of water, but it will constantly flow and irrigate the field. So even there, we make a rule across the board, low plug, that unless the stream and the agam are always filled with water, we don't allow you to use it on Chol HaMoed for irrigation, even if right now it looks like it will have enough for Chol HaMoed. Because the Shema, Yedid Melo, Kiyesh Bomayim, die. I'll call Chol HaMoed. Because you might mistakenly think there really is enough water for Chol HaMoed, Ubemes ain't okay, and in fact it will not be, and it will run out on Chol HaMoed, the other Lidlos Vidli. And now you'd be forced to go and carry stuff with a bucket, which is a lot of Tircha Yisera, which we don't allow on Chol HaMoed. The Chaba continues and he says, likewise, v'chein habrechos sh'amas hamayim overis b'nehem. You have some sort of pools of water that the amas hamayim is connecting one to the other via these pools of water. Mutar lahashkos b'nehem. You're allowed to use these for irrigation as well. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Yod. Hainu, min habrechos ayde hamshocha. It goes to these brechos, to these pools, via passageways, via rivulets that go from the agam to these brechos. We're not concerned here as well. We're not afraid they're going to dry up. That's the scenario. They're not afraid that they're going to dry up, and you'll have to go get water from someplace else. Because the poske, yochulikach mi'amasamayim. Because here, even if these brechos would dry up, the amasamayim is right nearby and would be able to get the water from there. He says, however, I in the Beis Yosef, Shekos B'Shem in the Muki Yosef B'Shem in the Raivid, the Dafko Kish Amas Hamayim Nichnas B'Socha Brechos. This is only if the Amas Hamayim goes all the way up to the Brechos. Avoli lo alyo ligavot, if it's not right there, Avogav the Nichnas L'Stocha Sod, even though it goes into the field, it would be Osir, because here too, Diko L'Mechash D'Mo'osi L'Mitrach L'Asuya, because unless it goes into these Brechos, which are into your irrigation, we're concerned that you're going to end up having to do excessive work, and that's not allowed. That is what he brought down in the name of the Ravid. Chidusha Ritva Kosav de Lav Davka, the Chidusha Ritva disagrees, is not necessarily so. Kol Shoveris B'Somach L'Sodah, as long as it gets near the field, Mamish, Kori B'Nehem, that's also called B'Nehem. Then he adds, Vayin and Tur, and they say, Yosef, L'Inyan Charitzin, these ditches, Hanasin L'Hamshich B'Sochamayim, that are dug to go and irrigate the field, Min Anor L'Tzorach Sodos. They connect the river to the fields via these irrigation ditches. So, when are you allowed to go and allow the water to come flow through in over here? He says, as well, look at the Taz, what he commented on the tour and Beis Yosef. Back to the Mechaber, he writes, likewise, you have these pools that were coming from the Beis HaShlochim, and they're flowing and they still have water in them. They can go and be used for another field as long as they still have water in them. As long as the upper field is still being capable to be irrigated. The water is flowing there, so it can keep on flowing from the upper field down from the upper field to a lower field, and that's also acceptable, as long as you have enough water. Mishmur explains in Kohen Yudalev, Hainu, Besa, Shlochen, Shugavo. You have the upper field. And you have the river flowing into it, the spring flowing into it, and then there's a lower field, which then gets the water afterwards. Ubein Elu, Besa, Shlochen, Bitzad, Besa, Shlochen, Anomach, Brechik Tana. And there's a pool that's in between the two. And when you're irrigating the upper field, so the excess water flows off. And it flows in the excess water into this lower pool, and then from this lower pool, you irrigate the bottom field. So in this system, as long as there's enough water that the upper field will constantly be kept irrigated, so the extra drip off that goes into this brecha that then can be used to irrigate the lower field is allowed. Now we go to Sif Dalet. Mechaber writes, Yurakos, if you have a vegetable patch, Shirot Zalachal Mimoid, and you want to eat from these vegetables on Chol HaMoed. So then, Yochol Lidlos Mayim Lashkos, and then you can even go get a bucket of water and go and water them, Kidei Sheyigdul, in order that they should grow, Yirui Lamoid, and be able to be eaten on Chol HaMoed. However, Avol Meinu Rots Zalachal Mimoid, but if you're not planning on eating on Chol HaMoed, and you're doing this just to make them better, V'osik Dei Lashpichon, you want them to be improved, they'll be bigger and grow better, then also, you're not allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed because it's no financial loss. You're just doing it to, again, make them better, and that you're not allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed for. Now, I see we skipped Sifkot Nyud Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. So before we do on this Sifkot Nyud Dalet, let's do Sifkot Nyud Gimel, which we're talking about the previous case. As long as the upper field is still being irrigated and it drips down into the brecha and it goes down into the lower field, that's good. However, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if the upper spring stops, even though it's still dripping into the brecha in between the upper and lower fields, you're not allowed to continue irrigating from the brecha to the lower field because that easily could stop because the upper field is no longer having the stream flowing into it, and therefore we may have to do extra tircha, and therefore we don't allow you to do this. Now we go to Sif Katan Yud Dalet, where the Mechaber is explained by the Mishmur as follows. Not that you yourself want to eat the vegetables. Ella Rotz Lomar, but he's talking about that you're allowed to go irrigate these vegetable patches, as long as they're able to be eaten on the Moed, and you could sell them to somebody else. And in a situation where you're allowed to sell them, that's for Ochel Nefesh is allowed, so therefore this is permitted. He brings it down even the Ritva. Gishu foot number 12 brings down. What about irrigating a tree during Chol HaMoed in a Shemitah year when the fruits aren't yours? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Yesh lahatiris adover. You're allowed to do this. Why? Because the Torah nitnu l'chol adam shaychus l'peiros elu. Because the Torah gave everybody a right to these fruits. Because the pasuk says, Ochlu evyonei amecha. And therefore, since anybody can eat them, including you, you're allowed to order it. As opposed to, he says, if the tree is hefker, so then he's not sure if the same kula applies that you can irrigate in a Chol HaMoed, because you don't have a shaychus to that tree like you do to your own tree. And he adds, Shem Yesh Eitz Hefker Somuch LeBeiso, if there is a hefker tree that's near your house, that in general, you're the only one that really gets hanar from the peros, then he says you could definitely irrigate that tree. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tesvav tells us, the kosher l'tzorech ochel nefesh, the reason why you're allowed to do this, even if you're not going to eat it yourself, but you're going to go and sell the vegetable to somebody else, is because it's for ochel nefesh. And therefore, afilu tirchi yaseir hitiru. And therefore, even carrying buckets here, you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh as a special kula. Dirish foot number 13 brings down from the Chazon Ish, shel'tzorech ochel nefesh mutal hashus gam sodei abal. For ochel nefesh purposes, you could even go and bring water to a field that doesn't normally require irrigation. It gets enough water from rain. And you could do this even by bringing a bucket or digging some sort of a well here and having a stream come out from it. Even though this normally would be usur for a beis hashlochin in general, but because of tzorech hamoed, because of ochel nefesh, it's hutter even for this. Mishabur continues and brings down for the Prima Gadim. I am the Prima Gadim, because of the Ishlomar dafko tzorech hamoed bochel nefesh. This is only tzorech hamoed for ochel nefesh. Hol tzorech hamoed machshiri ochel nefesh chodomer. But for things that are just assisting you for ochel nefesh, the same kula doesn't apply. He says yesh lomar de tirchi yaseiru aser. The Prima Gadim brings down that would be too much. However, not everybody agrees. Amnam b'chidushi Ramban b'likutav, in the chidush of the Ramban, he writes in Moed Katan, kosev behedja de machshiri ochel nefesh kochel nefesh. He says the machshiri ochel nefesh has the same exact rule. Or kishen shetira Torah v'hishul machshiri ochel nefesh kochel nefesh kishiyev shalasosim erev yontiv, and it has the same laws like if you can't do this machshiri Asir Ocho Nefesh before Yontif, then you're allowed to do it on Yontif, because if Tzarech Ocho Nefesh, the same thing would apply here on Chol HaMoed. Finally, Sivkotin Tezayin, he brings down Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Afilu B'Hamshacha B'lo Hadlah. You'd even be allowed, you wouldn't be allowed to go and even do it with Hamshacha, never mind if it, with Hadlah. Of course, you can't go and bring a bucket in this situation where you're not allowed to do it. But even with Hamshacha, even with the irrigation ditches, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Dasa Yamutu Imoya Chashash Pseda, which would be allowed if there was any concern of a financial loss, a Dover of it. The Hainu Vesa Shlachim, only in an irrigated field. Abu Bazesh Ein Sarach Elash Bacha Bialma, but here you're only doing it to make it better, so that is not allowed. Usser, not only can't you go and fill a bucket up, but you couldn't even do it with Hamshacha. We go to the Mechaber Sifhei. Ein osin hacharitzin shib ikre agafan. You're not allowed to make the ditches that surround the roots of your vines, kadeshi yismalu moyim, that they should fill up with water. However, vimayu asuyos, if they were previously made before Yontif started, and now viniskalkul, they got plugged up, they got ruined, then harezem esaknun b'moy, then you are allowed to fix them on Chol HaMoed. The Rama adds, Aval also la mikun yosem ibirishona. He brings that from the Magid Mishnah, you're not allowed to make them deeper than they originally were. You're allowed to clean them out so they're as deep as they originally were, but you can't make them deeper than they originally were. We go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin, where he says, the reason why you can't do this to go make these ditches around the vines, the Hutirchi Yaser, it's excessive work, va'asur, afdi kapseda. And this is forbidden, even if there is going to be a financial loss. Sivkot Yud Ches, but if they got plugged up in some way, then you're allowed to go and correct them. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, va'dayin ni karecharetz, the ditch is still recognizable, ma'ad, a little bit. Afil pokz b'techu, even if it's still plugged up mostly, except for less than a tefach, that would still be allowed to be cleaned out. However, dilu nistam lagamre, but if it was totally plugged up and it's not recognizable that there was a ditch there anymore, also then you wouldn't be allowed to go and clean it out, the heavy kicharati, because then it essentially is a brand new one, and as we said in the beginning of this sif, you're not allowed to make a new one on Chol HaMoed. Sivkon yutes, but you are allowed to fix it, as we said, deleko tircha kuliai, because fixing it isn't as excessive a work as would be creating it from start. Likewise, you're not allowed to make it deeper than it originally was, the Ramah said. So, Kotten Chav, the Mishnah explains, Vadin, the Osel Archivan, you can't make it wider either. You can't make it deeper, and you can't make it wider. Now we go to Sivav. Amas Hamayim. If you have a rivulet, you have a stream that, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Chafalev, Hainu Hacharitz, and these are the ditches, Hasuyin Bekarka, that are made, these rivulets in the dirt, Shebem Hamayim Holchus Svivos Asadu Mashkus Asadu. These are the irrigation ditches that you're making. And why are they called an Amma? The Nikra Amma, Lefishu Roch of Amma, because they're an Amma wide, the Almok Amma, and they're an Amma deep. Again, an Amma is 6 Tvachim usually. The Mishnayis talk about sometimes it's 5 Tvachim, sometimes it's actually a little bit more than 6 Tvachim, 6 Tvachim and a half of an Etzba, 6 Tvachim and a full Etzba. Mishnayis and Kalim define this in many other places. In any event, so this typical Amma, that's why in the Beis HaMikdash there was the Amma that went through there, the stream that went through there, they had a certain width and depth, which is 6 Tvachim. Again, a Tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches, so you're talking about somewhere a little bit less than 2 feet, both wide and deep. These irrigation ditches, the Mechaber continues, Amma Samayim Shiniskalkala, if they became plugged up, if they became ruined, you're allowed to fix them, Misaknos on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Chaf Beis, Aval in Otsinos Olechachila, but just like with those ditches around the vines, you're not allowed to make them Lechachila, you can't make them on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, as we just said in the previous sif, Vuadinim Nistam Olegamri, if they were totally plugged up, Shalom Nishar Afilu Tefach, if there is less than a Tefach left, so then Gamkin Osel Estak, you're not allowed to go fix it, the Zehavi Kasil Echagil, because again, this is like making it from scratch. Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down for the Chazon Ish, Sheesh L'Stapik Bofen Shinistam Rak B'mokum Echad, Shalom Nishar Tefach. What happens if in one place it is plugged up and less than a tefach, but every place else it's good. Im gam bezed no mara din shosul sakin. Do we say this as well here that you're not allowed to fix it? Or maybe, kivin sha'ama kula kayemis, because really the rest is still good. Maybe this is not considered like making it anew and is only considered a tikkun, and the Chazon Ish is left with a tzorich iyun. Mechaber now tells us, hoy sa'amuka tefach, if it originally was only deep a tefach, then chofer bo ad shisha, then you are allowed to go dig it out more until you reach 6 tvachim more. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, Miloshin Zemashma de Sfirule, based upon the language here that the Mechaber uses, it sounds like, Tafilu lohaiso chafur mid Erev Yontif ela tefach, as long as you had dug at least a tefach on Erev Yontif, mutu lachbar b'chol HaMoed yosef, then you're allowed to continue digging it out to the full six tefachim on Chol HaMoed. The Kol Shekin, and certainly Kishon Chafura B'Nisma Tefach, and certainly, as we had already pointed out, if it had been dug fully and now it got plugged up, then you'd be allowed to go and fix it on Chol HaMoed. Avu Miloshin HaGemara, but this doesn't seem to jibe with the language that the Gemara uses, where it says the Kamar Umisaknin Es HaMikulkeles. It seems to imply that you can only fix that which got plugged up, which is Mashma, implying Dafko L'Sakin HaMikulkel Mutter, that only to fix something that was already there you're allowed to fix. Aval Achbar Michadosh is also Mechugavne, but the Mogen of Ram says that implies that if you only had one tefach and now you're digging it deeper, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. And likewise, Uchei Mashma become a poskim. This Mogen Avram is not a Das Yochid. And you can see this in the Sharetzion Os Yud Zayin, where it tells you, look in the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir Agra, that Tam Shal Mechaber Mishum Dor Rambam Meforesh Kiperishen B'Rashi. This Mechaber is based upon the second explanation in Rashi, according to the Rambam. However, the MS Kam Rishon and Perishu Kiperish Rishon Shibarashi. Okay, the Mogen Avram. They, in fact, all these others hold like the first Perish in Rashi, and that's what the Mogen Avram is alluding to over here. And he says, look in the Nemuki Yosef, the name of the Ravid, and also the Nemuki Yosef himself, and the Ritva, they all explain a Perish Hasheni Shenu Nachol. They don't like the Mechaber's explanation, which is the Rambam's understanding, the second shot in Rashi, and likewise the Eshkol. Kula Meforshim Kiperish Rishon Ukipashto Sashas. They all understand it like the simple understanding that the Mogen Avram had of the first explanation of Rashi in Shas. So therefore, all of these poskim hold that you would not be allowed to dig it out. You can only go and correct something, but if it was only dug one tefach before Yontif, you would not, according to these, against the Mechaber, like the Mogen Avram and all these other Rishonim, not be allowed to dig further. In any event, the Mechaber did say, if it was Haysa Muka Tefach, Chofer Bo Ad Shisha, the Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, Dezeu Shir Amas HaMayim, because you're allowed to dig it down to a regular Amas HaMayim. V'tzorach Letzantzim HaShir, you have to be very careful to do this exactly, Lo Yosef Lo Pachos, you shouldn't do it less, but you also can't do it more. Because Dezeu Shir Amas HaMayim, Shiabru Bo HaMayim Shapir, because you're only allowed to dig enough that the water will flow normally. If you dig too little, so the water won't flow normally, so you're wasting your time, so to say. And if you dig too much, you're not allowed to do that. This is not only for the depth, but the same thing applies here for the width as well, as we already had pointed out. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, and let's say that originally it was more than six tefachim deep, and it got stuffed up. So, you're not allowed to fix it now, elo ad shisha tefachim bilvad. You're only allowed to fix it for the six tefachim. He brings it down in the name of the Ritva. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Hoy samuka tefachayim. If it was two tefachim deep, mamiko ad shiva, then you're allowed to go and deepen it until seven tefachim." What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nochav Hey, "Shezeu gam kein hosaha kichafira chavisha tefachim." This is analogous to when it was one tefach deep, you're allowed to dig it down till six tefachim. So here it's two tefachim deep, you can dig it another five. So you can go up to seven. We view the two tefachim deep as if it was only one tefach, and you can add on five more. That's the understanding that the Mishnah Berurah has over here. And therefore, what results is, if it was three tefachim deep, you can dig five more. Because digging deeper than that is too much extra excessive work. And he brings us that name we're going to from. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says, "V'nochel lahachmir b'zeh, d'b'may dehekal ha'shulchan aruch ad shiva gam kein yesh me'aposkim shemachmir b'zeh." He says you shouldn't do more than this because this shulchan aruch here, the mechaber, is a kula, and there are poskim that disagree with this, as you can see in the Sharetzion Os Chof, the Mimuki Yosef, and also the Hilchos Ritz Geyus. And he adds, Mr. Berurah adds, Chos Chaim adds, V'gam be'emes, who buy it, the low of Shita B'Gemara. This is something that the Gemara never really answered. And maybe the Efshad Arambam Shemekel, Ozul Shitosu, the Sri Lay, Dimlechas Cholamoy, who the Rabbanan. And maybe this is only allowed to be a Kula, according to the Rambam, holds the whole Isser is only the Rabbanan. But if you hold like the Poskim that say it's a Deraisa, then maybe you can't be Mekel. So certainly the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not definitely dig deeper than the seven Tvachim that the Mechaber tells us. With this, we conclude today's share.